Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Aesthetic Insider Radio. This is your host, Angela O'Mara. Aesthetic medicine has now reached an exciting tipping point with the use of a new generation of PDO threads that allow aesthetic doctors the ability to deliver exceptional non-surgical aesthetic results. Today, I have Arash Kalantari, CEO of MedResults, Inc. MedResults, Inc. are the distributors of the innovative and advanced and FDA-cleared AsuFill threads. And we're going to talk now with Arash, and he's going to explain to us all about these, this new gold standard, if you will, in PDO thread lifting. Arash, welcome to Aesthetic Insider Radio. It's a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Hello. It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you here. Well, before we get started, excuse me, talking about the PDO threads, Arash, why don't you tell our listeners who are not familiar with you a little bit more about yourself?
Okay. So if I want to talk about myself, I need to talk about my family because, you know, it's all about the family. And anything that I made in my life was because of the whole team. So let's say I met my wife 23 years ago, and Zara joined me in this this life. You know, we made many things together, including two girls. So Malika is 15, and Sophia is 3 years old. So we founded two different companies, and the first one, its name is Medaria, and we founded it in 1999, and now it's working on Europe and Middle East with 55 employees. And Medaria is manufacturing and distributing different products and technologies. So here in the United States, I found MedResult in 2015, and so far we are active in the market with two different projects, which is AsuFill PDO threads and also a patent technology, which is Higgs, which is my own patent technology. Yeah.
Well, how exciting is that? Yet I had no idea, you know, that there were the two companies, and what a great family background you have, and how lovely to have your wife involved in the business with you. I think that's really fantastic. Yeah. I'd love to hear a little bit more on some of your research, and I know, you know, you mentioned research on aging, not just for skin, and some of the patented technology that you've developed. I'd love to hear a little bit more about that.
Yeah, basically, as you know, I studied medicine, so, and I started medical equipment. So if you ask about my passion is innovation. I love this. I mean, this is all. The life is about creation. So I try to use my knowledge of medicine and also my knowledge of technology to solve the problems that human has to handle. So one of these things are, is aging, you know. So, and aging is like one of the biggest challenge in life. So we have started on skin rejuvenation, but now during the last 10 years, I'm working on the project, which I call it Higgs. And this technology is working on whole body rejuvenation, not only face, not only epidermis and dermis. I'm talking about muscles, I'm talking about bones and organs. Yeah.
And so what made you first become interested in the PDO threads?
So basically I was looking for the technologies which are on the trend and they are growing in the market. And then I found that PDO thread is growing again, and it's actually one of the most growing technology in aesthetics. So that was the first moment that it absorbed my attention.
Now, why are PDO threads, like, why do you say they are the, you know, the fastest growing thing in aesthetics?
Basically, before, I mean, maybe 10 years ago, everybody wants to show up show off and say, for example, I had an injected filler in my lips, or you know, I did a laser, I received a hair removal laser, or things like that. But nowadays, people, they don't want to show. They want to keep it as a secret. They want to look natural, and they don't want to say that we had these treatments. You know, everybody wants to say that this is my own face, this is my own body. I didn't receive any kind of surgical thing. So this is number one. Threads can create a natural result that you cannot find what you did, you know, what the patient did. This is number one. And then the second one is, before, everybody wants to go for surgery, but now the non-surgical way of rejuvenation and procedures, which are non-surgical and non-invasive, are more acceptable to the community. They don't want to take the risk of unnecessary surgeries, you know. So pediathreads are non-surgical and also are natural, plus they are effective, and you see an amazing result after the procedure.
Hmm. Now, you know, I know that there are several, you know, different threads available on the market, you know, made of various materials, including, you know, PDO threads. But I do understand with the Acufil line, that is the only FDA-cleared thread, PDO thread, available to the aesthetic industry. So, you know, what inspired you to introduce Acufil to this industry, and can we talk a little bit more on you know, why this particular thread has received FDA clearance?
Okay, so basically there are others who are FDA approved too, and like other brands, but based on what I know for our product, we are FDA approved, and then we have on formula and our technology. It's not just about FDA approval. So the production place in Rome, in Italy, it is a huge facility which basically follow the high standard of European manufacturers. So, and then we manufacture our own PDO, and then it's not about the thread. We manufacture the substance itself, and then the thread. So we have a special technology to manufacture the PDO as a substance, and then from that PDO to make a thread. So basically, it's two different unique things.
Now, I know that, you know, because I've done a couple of interviews in the past on PDO threads, and so we have had some of our listeners are familiar with just what PDO threads are. And as you say, there is a huge, you know, increase in the industry of awareness. Well, for those listeners that are not really yet familiar with PDO threads, which is polydioxanone, if you can explain that to our listeners, that would be great.
Yeah, polydioxanone or PDO is basically a polymer, a synthetic polymer that the body is familiar with that and has no reaction in the body. It has been used for suturing, for surgical suturing, for decades. So this is safe, number one. And then at the end, you can use this PDO for rejuvenation and like an intradermal or subdermal implants. So to do that, you need to have a special kind of PDO that lasts more. Here is the point. Because the normal PDO is made for, made to be absorbed in a few weeks. But when you want to do the rejuvenation, then you need a PDO which lasts for months. So in terms of longevity, the PDO that we manufacture is created to be more long-lasting, and that's why you have a great result with this product.
And are the Acufil threads absorbable?
Yes, all the ancestral threads are absorbable. So there is no risk of permanent side effect or problem.
And how would you say they are different than other threads available on the market?
So there are different points that I would like to mention. One of them is the PDO itself. So the polymer that we use for atrophil is made for lifting, is made for rejuvenation. It's not made for suturing. So it's totally different. The crystallization and the porosity of this product is different than normal PDO. That's why we have different types of PDOs. For example, in one of our series, they last between 6 to 8 months. And we have another one that they last up to 2 years in the skin. This is what makes the difference. The other point is about the barbs. So you know that the new generation of threads, they use barbs to create the lift and deposition in the tissue. So the design of the barbs, the quality of the barbs are really unique in our brand. We have a special device which is designed in Italy and is patented. This special device is responsible to create the barbs and to create an equal barb. Because if you don't have the equal barb, then you don't have equal amount of collagen and microfibrosis, which can create an asymmetric result for you after months. This is number one. And then, as we talked about the high standard of European manufacturers, we have another device which is made to scan every single barb. And then if, in any case, in the production line, a piece of thread has no exactly similar and even threads, then it's not qualified. So the technology is based on the material, which is unique, and also the production procedure, which is unique too.
Wow, that's a great answer. Now, on average, how long would a patient expect an AsiFill thread lift procedure to last before kind of going back to their doctor for maintenance?
So it depends on which kind of procedure they are going to, but the minimum is like 8 months for the special indications, and then we have like 16 to 18 months. And then we have another part, which is like 3 years.
So that's a long time.
So they can go for the maintenance after like 1 year or 2 years or 3 years. But this is not necessary. You know, you can apply for maintenance treatment, or you cannot do that. So it's not like you must go for maintenance.
And now let's talk a little bit more about the actual kind of procedure itself and how, what areas of the face and body does AsiFill really work the best?
Yeah, this is a good question. This is one of the things about the threading that I really love. I mean, it's two things that I love about threading. One is the natural result, and the second one is the variety of the indication. So we basically have different kind of kits. For example, one of the kits that we have is OMG kit. And the reason why we name it OMG kit, because the patients who receive this treatment, the first thing that they say after they see their face, they say, oh, my God. So that's why we set the name of OMG kit. In this case, we start from head, from hair regrowth, and we can end to toes. So it's a head-to-toe treatment. You can treat you can activate the hair growth. You can get rid of frontal line and wrinkles, frown lines, eyebrow lifting, preorbital line, trilateral nose, cheek, neck, breast, skin, butt. genital area, knees, hands, foot, underarm, you know, everything. Hello?
I'm here.
You here?
Yes, yes, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, so the indication of the, yeah, the indication of the thread is, I mean, huge. And also we have another kit that we name it Beverly Lift kit, which is made for lifting. And you can have a bunch of other indications like cheek lifting, marionette line for neck, décolleté, buttocks, everything.
Now, let me ask you in kind of terms of like general, you know, you said once the patient's had the procedure, it could be anywhere from 8 months to 2 years before they, you know, would come back for further treatment. When they do come back, would they kind of have the procedure done in the same way as before, or would the doctor do anything different?
Okay, basically because of the quality of the threads and the amount of collagen production and microfibrosis that you attain from the thread, even after 2-3 years, your skin, the quality of your skin is not similar to the skin that you had before threading. So you absolutely don't need the equal amount of thread that you used at the start and at the first treatment. So you need like a little bit of correction or, you know, some, I mean, few threads for maintenance, and that's it.
Okay, well, that sounds great. So it is really kind of a, more of a slight maintenance rather than a complete repeat of the same procedure.
You're absolutely right, yeah.
Yeah. And now, are any incisions required with this technique?
No, we don't. I mean, in the last, like 5 years ago, in our last technique, we used an incision and also injection for lidocaine injection for numbing. But in our recent technique, we don't need to have any kind of incision, or we do not inject any kind of numbing solution, lidocaines. And we just apply a topical numbing cream for like 10 to 20 minutes, and then that's it. So we don't need anything.
Wow, wow. Well, that's pretty amazing because I didn't realize that you could do this with just topical anesthesia. So that must be really beneficial to the patient.
Yeah, of course. I mean, to be honest with you, in most of our training sessions, in our hands-on training, when we start to do the procedure, some of our doctors, they themselves become interested to receive a thread, and then they just apply for thread without even numbing cream, and they can handle it. It's not, that much painful.
And then let me ask you, is it common, you know, for doctors to be combining other kind of products and techniques with a PDO thread procedure? And if so, what would you say were the best procedures and products that would work best in combination with AcuFill?
Okay, overall we have like 30 different aesthetic procedures these days, I mean the common one. And we have an instruction how you can combine each procedure with threading. For example, Botox, filler, radio frequency, fractional laser, IPL, peeling, you know, different things like stem cell therapy. So all these things, we have a procedure for combination. But to answer your question, what is the best procedure or what is the best combination? Maybe the filler and Botox, they are the best combination with threading, and also some kind of peeling or microdermabrasion, or I mean something that can handle the epidermis, because in spreading, you can treat subdermis and you can treat the dermis. But it's very good to have something like a peeling or microdermabrasion to create a better texture for the skin. So the combination would be peeling, would be filler, and also Botox. When you use the threads, a good point about the filler is that you can use less filler. And one of the side effects of the filler could be an unnatural result, you know. But combining thread and filler can cause a natural clinical result.
That's fantastic, fantastic. Well, you know, Arash, we have just a little bit less than about 10 minutes on the show, and I would like to kind of talk a little bit about, you know, training of the AccuFill. You know, if a doctor has experience using the old style of PDO threads or has not had any experience, would you recommend training before using AccuFill, and do you offer training?
Okay. So you mentioned a good point. This is very important how you use the thread, because every thread has its own technique. And especially with AccuFill, we have a newly developed technique, which is totally different than the previous technique. And we provide the trainings, and we really insist on high-quality training, because this is the point that can guarantee the patient's satisfaction and also the doctor's satisfaction. So we usually, every week, we have 2-3 different trainings in different states, in from New York to Miami to Texas to California. So the training is like key point for us. And we have a special technology for training because, you know, the name of the company is MedResults. You know why? Because the doctor and med spas and hospitals and clinics, they are like companies who sell a clinical result. The product of a doctor is a clinical result, is a medical result. So our trainings are based on indications and the results. It's not based on what we can provide. It's based on what a doctor can provide using our technology and our product. So we go over the indication during the training, and we teach our attendees how to use the thread to attain an exact clinical result, and we can guarantee total satisfaction after the workshops. Basically, our survey shows that everybody is super happy about the training that we provide, and this is something that I really, I'm proud of this.
And then, Arash, in your experience over the years, can you share some effective marketing tips that you have seen used by doctors using AccuFill?
Oh, yeah. Basically, we have different marketing tools for doctors. We can provide them different kinds of digital campaign or even like hard copies or design, graphic designs, and then how to market this product in their office, videos, you know, different things. So we definitely can help them, and we would like to do that.
And then this would be my last question. If a doctor or, you know, if anyone listening in of our audience would like to view a video demonstrating AccuFill, where would you suggest they look for that video?
Okay. Basically, we have three different sources for that. Number one is our website, which is www.med-results.com. And then we have our YouTube channel, MedResults YouTube channel, that you can find the different videos in there. Also, we have a special website just for AccuFill, which is accufill.us. This is under construction now. I mean, it's uploaded. You can see that, but the real one will be launched in a few weeks. And then over there, you will have, you will, I mean, you have to register. And after you register, you will have an access to a bunch of training videos, which train you based on different indication. And then, for example, before you do a procedure, if you have any question in your mind or you have doubt on how to perform this part or that part, you can check the video, and then you know how to make it.
Well, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Well, I'm excited to see the new website when that is launched, and we'll make sure that we offer that to our listeners, you know, in the online article at aestheticinsider.com. And then my last question for you, Arash, is if any physician wanted to get in touch with you or even a member of the public to learn more about the Acetyl PDO threads, is there a good telephone number to reach you?
Yeah. Before I answer your question, I would like to say why our doctors need to start using the threads. And I have a nice experience. I mean, in one of the shows that we attended, it was one of our plastic surgeons, one of the KOLs actually, he came to me and he said, you know what, I don't like the threads. I said, okay, I respect that. It's no problem that you don't like it. And then he continued, but I want you to train me how to use the thread. And then I get confused, you know. So you don't like the thread, but you ask me to train you. And he said, because every single day I have clients come to me, ask for threads, clients who really love the thread. And so even though I don't believe in thread, but I want to do that. And then I said, you know what, I suggest you a deal, which if you start using the thread and then you didn't fall in love with thread, then, you know, you can ask me anything that you want. Because I'm sure everybody who starts threading, they will fall in love with thread. So because the patients want the natural results, I really recommend you can use the thread for guaranteed natural and effective result. And this is long-lasting. The results last more than a year, usually. And so to contact us, info@med-results.com or the phone number 310-954-6836 is our office number. Our office is located in Beverly Hills in Camden Drive. And we have other branches in Miami, in Houston, in Sacramento, but the main office is in Beverly Hills. You can call us and you can enroll for our training sessions, workshops.
Well, you know, I find that really quite exciting for you to actually kind of end the show here with a discussion on how PDO threads is, or the threads in general, is becoming kind of driven by patients that are seen and heard. And so I find that really, really exciting for the future. And I'm really excited that, you know, as we kind of discussed this, as you feel threads is kind of really the new gold standard in PDO thread lifting in general.
For sure. So basically MedResults is here to support the market with innovative and brand new solutions. And I just want to say our next procedure, our next innovative solution is soft surgery, and the terms of soft surgery is a registered name, which talk about the new technology, which is for non-surgical blepharoplasty and non-surgical face rejuvenation, which is amazing. So we'll have our own training sessions for that too. So for people who are looking for non-surgical blepharoplasty, and they are more than welcome to ask us and register for our training.
Well, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, this is the topic of another interview, you know, just for now.
Absolutely, that's fantastic. Well, Arash, thank you so much for being on Aesthetic Insider Radio. I'd love to have you back on the guest, and especially to talk about some of these other newer, opportunities that you will be making available to physicians. But again, thank you so much for being on Aesthetic Insider Radio.
Thank you so
It's been a pleasure.
It was my pleasure. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.